The world's worst humanitarian crisis could be getting even worse this week. An estimated 8 million people are at risk of starvation in Yemen. And on Wednesday, a Saudi-led coalition started launching attacks on the port city of Hodeidah. That port is the entry for about 80% of the country's humanitarian aid. Iona Craig is an investigative journalist who has covered the conflict in Yemen extensively. Iona, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So we mentioned Hodeidah is the port city. Why the focus on this city and how critical is this?
Well, the focus on the city, as far as the Saudi and UAE-led coalition is concerned, is they've always claimed that Iran, who the Houthi rebels are allied to, has been supplying weapons and ballistic missiles to the Houthis that have been coming through the port of Hodeidah. But that's slightly extraordinary because all vessels going into the port of Hodeidah have been checked and are monitored by a UN set up vessel monitoring system that's been in place now since 2016. And even some of those vessels are checked in Saudi Arabia before they go to Yemen. But that's the reason the coalition give. And also their, I think, hope is that by making this military offensive on Hodeidah and that being successful, that it should then push the Houthis to the negotiating table. But as you've already said, it's crucial really for humanitarian aid and commercial goods that go into Yemen, because it feeds almost two-thirds of the Yemeni population, that lifeline port, because the northwest of Yemen, where it's located, is the most densely populated part of the country, which still remains under Houthi control.
And there are people who in the country who are already facing extensive famine. Do you expect this will exacerbate that?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt that it will exacerbate that. The port was closed along with the rest of Yemen entirely to humanitarian aid briefly last year by the Saudi coalition because of this issue of ballistic missiles being fired by the Houthis into the kingdom and their insistence that these missiles were coming through Hodeidah. And even in that short time when that happened, the humanitarian aid agencies were really struggling to get important food supplies and medical equipment and other aid into the country. So the other alternatives are obviously by road, but that's many thousands of miles. That increases the price of all of these goods and the logistics is very difficult. So Hodeidah is really essential to keeping a lot of Yemenis alive. And there's 22 million of them now in need of humanitarian aid. And of course, this kind of military offences will only increase those numbers and increase the people who are now vulnerable to severe malnutrition and on the brink of famine.
What do you expect the international reaction to be?
Well, certainly from the UN and its agencies as well, the humanitarian agencies and the aid agencies involved in Yemen, they've been doing their best to try and stop this from happening. The UN Special Envoy to Yemen, Martin Griffiths, who was appointed in March, has been making huge efforts in the last few weeks to try and broker a deal which would see the port of Hodeidah being put under UN control to keep all sides happy in the conflict and to prevent this kind of assault. I think that the US, from their perspective, certainly the statements that have been made have been viewed as what's called, you know, like a yellow light or an amber light on this offensive, because they've been slightly ambiguous in their take on it. They've said that the port should remain open for humanitarian aid, but they haven't actually called for the coalition and the UAE and the Saudis not to go ahead with this offensive. And the US has been involved in this conflict from the beginning, both with intelligence, mid-air refueling for the fighter jets, and with a presence in Saudi Arabia as well in helping to protect the border. But I think in the last few days, we certainly had reports that the US has become more involved in selecting targets, particularly in Hodeidah, for this operation. And I think their role in this could be very crucial. If the US decides to get more involved militarily, let's say because the coalition gets bogged down in this offensive on Hodeidah and it doesn't happen cleanly and quickly, which I think is very unlikely that it will, that will draw the US more into this conflict and more involved militarily. And that's obviously a concern of what the response would be to that, particularly from Iran, who are already allied to the Houthis, if that would also suck them further into the conflict in Yemen.
Iona Craig is an investigative journalist who covers the conflict in Yemen. Iona, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to talk to you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.